Welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture, this week coming out of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. Now, this is right after Solomon dedicated the temple, and this is the Lord's response to Solomon, starting in verse 11. Hear God's word. So Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything that he planned to do. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifice. At times I might shut up the heavens so no rain falls, or I might command locusts to devour your crops, or I might send plagues among you. Verse 14, familiar quoted scripture. Then, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. I will listen to every prayer made in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes, my heart will always be here. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the scriptures. You know, in 7:14, 2 Chronicles, very familiar, but it's all about forgiveness. The situation referred to here is what we call a two-way street. We move in humility and repentance towards God, against whom we have sinned in turn. God moves towards us with forgiveness and restoration. So when we obey God, he will send blessings. And when we disobey God, we have the option of a humble repentance. Hallelujah. Blessings can flow again if our repentance is genuine and not merely a ploy to get God good side, so to speak. You know, well, we mess up, we want to get back on God's good side. Well, that's what this two-way principle is also at work in our human relationships. So when we sin and a sin has damaged a relationship, we can be restored through honest repentance met with forgiveness. Sometimes both parties must repent and forgive because the fault is always shared. Well, I hope and pray you had a good day. In Jesus' name, come and see us in church in person. We love you and miss you.